You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first we have Retro Rockers coming out with their sophomore album.
If you caught the Alabama Shakes playing Gimme All Your Love on Saturday Night Live last month, then you were treated to a simmering, gritty, tour de force vocal performance by Brittany Howard, who can howl like Otis Redding and purr like a panther. And while that song much resembled the band's first record, a louder, more muscular take on Southern rock and soul, the more recent single, Future People, seems decidedly more weird and less predictable, an elastic, spooky thing that raises the hairs on your arm. Future People's needlepoint guitar playing and colossal low-end thumps would have sounded otherworldly on the Shakes' last record, but here in sound and color, they're just part of a fantastic landscape, more distant planet than backwoods swamp. The constant is Howard, a performer of rare expressive talent, as capable of breaking your heart as she is scaring you witless. Listen to her band's new record at your own risk.
Alabama Shakes with Future People. Their new album, Sound and Color, is out now on ATO Records. Next, we have a simple psychedelic rock song from a Chicago native.
Between the writing, recording, producing, and engineering processes, it's not uncommon for dozens of people to work on a given song slated to appear on a major label release. That's one reason why smaller scale stuff, like this new song, Read My Mind, from Chicago home recorder Jay Fernandez, often feels more personal and occasionally even distinct. Fernandez wrote, played, and recorded it all alone, literally in his own bedroom, free from deadlines or collaboration. The song is emphatically his. That said, there's a calm sense of melancholy on the surface of Read My Mind, but a mild paranoia hums directly underneath it, like a fish swimming along just beneath the water's ripples. It all feels very mysterious, with Fernandez reflecting on a relationship that seems to have gone bad. Have a listen.
No conversation, and everything is fine. I guess the numbers, not any others. Ignore the voices, tell me.
Jay Fernandez with Read My Mind off his upcoming debut album, Many Levels of Laughter, which is out this summer on Joyful Noise Recordings. Finally, a new album from Tulsa's John Moreland is garnering critical acclaim.
Since Ryan invited me to join him in producing Sample Size a little over a year ago, we've spent plenty of time talking about a local favorite of ours, Tulsa songwriter John Moreland. So with his third record, High on Tulsa Heat, out now, I thought we might share with you somebody else's perspective on it, that of John Caramonica, the pop music critic of the New York Times. In Monday's New Music section, Caramonica wrote, "The Oklahoma folk singer John Moreland has a beautifully abraded voice, full of potholes and gravel. Rarely does he wield it with power. Instead, his soft, hollow scrape is marked by flexibility and candor. At its best, High on Tulsa Heat is starkly elegant, addressing sadness with clarity and directness. Mr. Moreland writes with a world-weary air. Here's Hearts Too Heavy. Enjoy.
Tell bad from good. I lived inside these melodies just to make sure I still could. Then I cried all night, even though I'm grown. Said, honey, hold me close, make it feel like home. Sure, love's bright enough to burn. God's verse. You try to keep going, but the ride won't steady. You try to get high, but your heart's too heavy. Got one thing on your mind. Starts piling up too fast. I can pin down the minute when I lost my buzz. Thought I was somebody nobody could love. Try to keep going, but the ride won't stay. You try to get high, but your heart's too heavy. Got one thing on your
That's Tulsa's John Moreland with Hearts Too Heavy off his new album, High on Tulsa Heat, which is out now on 30 Tigers. This has been Sample Size. The new issue of Look at OKC features a peek into music festival season. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.